talks aimed at the release of Israeli hostages in Gaza and a pause in fighting have stalled. Israel says Hamas rejected the latest proposal. Hamas is holding firm in its demand for a permanent ceasefire and for Israel's total withdrawal from Gaza. In Gaza, hundreds of Palestinian families moved north along the coast, despite warnings from the Israeli military that it's still an active war zone. More than a million Gaza residents had taken refuge in southern Gaza. And today, the Israeli military said it will call up two fresh reserve divisions for future operations in Gaza. Last night's attack has spurred House Republicans to try to quickly pass military aid for Israel. On Fox News, House Speaker Mike Johnson also left the door open to adding long-stalled money for Ukraine to the measure. The Senate approved aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan in February, but opposition from some ultra-conservative Republicans has blocked it in the House. In Sydney, police said the man who stabbed six people to death at a crowded shopping mall suffered from mental health issues and appears to have had no particular motive. Five of the six people killed by Joel Cauchy were women. He wounded dozens of others before police shot him dead. And artist and author Faith Ringgold has died. She created richly colored and detailed canvas panels that she called story quilts. They depicted the joys and burdens of Black life, especially the lives of Black women. As a social activist, she protested the lack of works by Black and female artists in the collection of American museums. Faith Ringgold was 93 years old. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the view from Ukraine, which says it needs more munitions and manpower in its war with Russia. And millions across southern Africa are facing hunger in the midst of extreme drought.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.